A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in marketplaces and call to one another, 'We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge for you, but you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by her works." The Gospel of the Lord. There is a story by Anthony DeMello in which a girl in a fishing village became an unwed mother, and after several beatings from her father, revealed that the father of the child was the Zen master who lived on the outskirts of the village. The villagers trooped into the master's house and denounced him as a hypocrite and told him to take care of the baby. All the master said was, "Very well, very well." He picked up the baby and made arrangements for a woman in the village to feed and clothe and look after the baby at his expense. The master's name was ruined, and his disciples abandoned him. After this had gone on for a year, the mother of the child could stand it no longer, and she finally confessed that she had lied. The father of the child was the boy next door, not the Zen master. The villagers were most embarrassed and contrite. They prostrated themselves at the foot of the master to beg his pardon and to ask for the child back. The master returned the child, and all he said was, "Very well, very well." This story came to mind as I reflected on the gospel for today. Jesus is telling the people that it's impossible to please everyone. Whether children are dancing or playing dirges, they cannot please everyone. John the Baptist came fasting and could not please everyone. He was accused of being possessed. Jesus came eating and drinking and is accused of being a drunkard and a glutton. He knew that no matter what he did, he would not please everyone. And Jesus was at peace with this. His happiness did not depend upon winning the approval of others, but rather the approval of his Father. I think most of us can identify with the situation of not being able to please everyone. Haven't we tried at one time or another doing the right thing to please others, only to learn that our actions were not approved of and our motives were misunderstood? To desire to please others is a good thing, but to need the approval of others in order to be at peace is a terrible burden. It is a burden that binds us and keeps us from being free. Jesus was a free man. He had one goal in life, to do the will of his Father. He risked criticism and was very often misjudged, and judged by those who were the highly respected leaders of the people. Jesus continued to follow the will of his Father, eating with tax collectors, reaching out to the poor, and preaching the good news to them, not depending upon the approval of the church officials of the time, not using the approval of the people as a measuring stick for his success. He knew what he was about and remained at peace in the midst of turmoil and suffering. The Zen master knew he was innocent and did not let the false accusation of the child's mother destroy his peace. Neither did he lose his composure when he was vindicated and the villagers came to apologize. He was free of the need for their approval. We may not be able to say, like the Zen master, "Very well, very well," each time we are criticized or misjudged. but we can try to be mindful of the need to be free of depending on the approval of others in order to be happy or in a good mood for the day. And this is indeed a grace. Loving God, we beg for the grace to be free of the need to have the approval of others. We beg for the grace to desire above all to please you, as your own beloved Son Jesus desired to please you. Amen.